You're listening to The Sports Moment. Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Well, the winter sports season came to a close on Saturday at Williams Arena when the high school boys basketball tournament was completed in all four classes. And we had two teams, of course, competing from our area. The West Central Area Knights played three games down at State, and they wound up playing for third place on Saturday morning at Concordia University's Gangelhoff Center in St. Paul. They went up against Nevis, the Section 5A champions, and it was a battle. The Knights fell behind by 10 in the first half, but they rallied to within 3 at halftime and actually caught the Tigers at 30-30 and led at 33-32 for the first time in the game. They were also tied late in the game at 47-47, but the Tigers finished strong. They had to be put on the line by the Knights as they tried to come back from a double-digit deficit again, and they came up short, 64-51, as Nevis made their free throws. They were 21 of 30 on the free throw line. They also held a pretty dominant edge on the boards, as they had a 54-32 advantage on the rebound chart. So that was a big difference in the game. They had a couple of guys, their post players, with double-doubles. A.J. Bessler off the bench had 14 points, 10 rebounds. Alec Lester had 10 points and 14 rebounds. And John Paul Benson scored a game-high 20 points to making a 4 of 8 three-point shots in the game. Nevis shot 34.5% from the field. West Central Area made just 30.5% of their field goal attempts. But their defense and their persistent pressure on the ball kept them in the game. Even though Ben Bai was hurting with a really bad ankle, Ben had 9.6 rebounds and was a warrior out there. Camden Anderson was named to the all-tournament team. He led the Knights with 15.6 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 steals in the contest. So the Knights end their season with a 28-5 record, a South Subsection 6A title, a Section 6A championship, and their first ever state tournament trip, earning the number 2 seed going into the tournament. So it was a great year. Congratulations to the Knights. And we're going to hear from Craig Hunter, but first I want to tell you about Pemberton Law Firm, one of our sponsors on the podcast. You can visit them in Fergus Falls, Wadena, Detroit Lakes, and Alexandria, and online at pemlaw.com. Pemberton Law carries a legacy of trustworthy and reputable legal representation dating back to 1883. And, of course, Lake Area Docks and Lifts offers premium waterfront equipment sales, service, and installation. Best quality and service at the best prices. Just ask your neighbor at the lake about Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Head coach Craig Hunter of the West Central Area Knights joining us for a final podcast of what was quite a historic season for the West Central Area boys basketball team. First ever state boys basketball tournament experience. Played for third place on Saturday against Nevis. And Craig, I know going into that game we were talking about that's one of the biggest teams you're going to see size-wise inside. And you went in a little hobbled with Ben Bynett, not at 100%, but boy, they were tough inside. The rebounding in the game really made a difference.
Yeah, you're right. We knew that. We're really proud of the way the kids played. Like I mentioned in some of the papers, I thought defensively we really played good looking at their field goal percentage. We did the things we wanted to, and then I thought on offense, I mean, we executed really well to get the shots we want. We had many open looks in the lane, and we had many open looks at the three-point line and just couldn't get the ball to go in the hole. So sometimes, even though we played well, we just didn't shoot very well. And it was, you know, a lot closer in the final score with 5 minutes to go. It was still tied. And had we hit a couple shots in there, they would have been following us instead of them, or us following them at the end of the game, where they kind of got a better lead on free throws. And obviously, with Alex Lester, he's 6'8". You know, Ben Baez is such a tough kid. He, at the hotel on Friday night, he couldn't walk. He was on crutches. His ankle has a ball on it the size of an apple. And, you know, the trainer told him he can't hurt any worse if he can stand the pain and play. And he played, but obviously he wasn't himself because, you know, he can jump pretty good and run the floor pretty good, and he was really limited that way. But he still played very well, but just, you know, just not the same. So that was kind of a tough break, but regardless, you know, that's all icing on the cake at this point. We're just very proud of our guys. Just, you know, that's all we ask, is that they play hard and unselfish, and just really proud of how they played in all three games.
Yeah, the grittiness that you showed in that game, I mean, to battle back from a 10-point deficit and tie the game, you know, get tied at 47 and get the lead there a couple of times in that second half. You know, the stats showed maybe you shouldn't have even been in it at that point, but again, the grittiness you have and that senior leadership, those guys, for their last game as a high school basketball player, your seniors really left it all out on the floor.
Yeah, they did, and I was surprised when I looked at the stats. I knew we didn't shoot well, but to see how we actually shot it was worse than I thought, and that's what I told my assistants. Like, it's hard to believe we were in the game shooting like that. But yeah, that's what our kids have done all year. They have that grit, and you know, they never give up, and that's what they kind of said. Like, at halftime, we're leaving it all on the floor, and they did.
Well, Cam Anderson got on the state tournament team, and he had 15 on Saturday and was 8 for 8 on the free throw line. And he's just kind of been your glue all year, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, Camden's a really well-rounded player, and, you know, he wants to win. And I talked to him about, you know, do you know who Magic Johnson is? Of course he does, you know, because he follows history. And I just said, that's the way Magic Johnson, like, if he needed to score, you know, the game Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was hurt and he played center and scored 42, or if he needed to get 12 points and 12 assists. And that's kind of what Cam does. He has good instincts. And he said a few games where he scored in the high 20s, maybe 31 one game. And he's had some games where he's had 10 points and 12 assists. So he kind of takes what's there. And he's also a pretty good rebounder, gets a lot of steals, so pretty good all-around stat line, and scored at all three levels, too. He can shoot, and he can pull up, and he can score, you know, inside. So kind of a fun player to watch. Yeah, and he's, you know, like I said, a guy that we really need to, for us to be successful.
You know, Craig, that Friday game is going to go down in history as one of the greatest semifinal battles in state tournament history, I think, triple overtime. And it just shows you this game, you know, it can turn on anything, and you're so close to getting into that championship game. But did it affect play Saturday, you think, the fatigue set in? It seemed like late in the game you just didn't have the legs that you'd had, and things were getting harder to come by there in the latter stretch of Saturday's game.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it. I don't want to make excuses, but for sure, you know, our legs were tired, and we were emotionally drained, too. You know, the kids really wanted to play in that state championship game, and it takes a lot. And I credit the kids. They were in a pretty good state of mind, you know, when we started on Saturday. You know, they're ready to go, but it was emotionally and physically draining. You know, their legs for sure were tired, yeah. And when you're playing in that game in Williams Arena, you don't realize the extent of it during the game. I knew it was like a great game for fans, but when you get done and think back all the state tournaments, that was probably, you know, that's when it started down. And that was probably one of the better games of state tournament history in a semifinal at Williams Arena in triple overtime. And the way, you know, just the way both teams kept responding shot after shot, you know, from both teams, the grittiness the kids showed.
Yeah, instant classic, no doubt about it. You know, what I was really impressed with too on Saturday was when I turned around and looked behind me from my broadcast points and saw the sea of red back there. You had great support even on a Saturday morning in the Twin Cities for a third place game.
Yeah, for sure. Like, you know, I've said all year, our fans and our community, student section, everybody, we've always had a great following, and this year was no exception. And it's the kids love that. You know, I tell the kids that all the time, like, you have a community that loves you and feed off it, and our kids really do feed off the fans, and our fans are the best. It's really, nice to be able to coach in a place where you have that much support, and it's just, it's always great to see.
Well, congratulations to you and your coaching staff on an outstanding season. I mean, this is one of the greatest teams in West Central Area boys basketball history. You played a lot of games this year, 33 games, and these guys were always ready to go to war for you. So you had a great season, and appreciate all your help throughout the year in getting us the information so we can promote these guys.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, all of our seniors, you know, we have Bryce Cheswell and Mitch Dewey, who are all conference players as well with Cam, and Nazir Dotz is an honorable mention on conference player, and Dane Anderson and Brady Lindquist. You know, if you're on good teams, it takes all those guys. And so just that senior class, they probably weren't as big as some of the school teams we've had, and, you know, size-wise, and, you know, just the, you know, they're talented, but, you know, the physical limitations for them to be able to do the things they did is, you know, take all those parts and make the whole, you know, they just had the right parts, and they all sacrificed some to have that kind of success. So, you know, big credit to those six seniors making this such a fun and, like you said, memorable year and one of the best teams ever in our history.
Well, in addition to the winter sports season ending, the spring sports season has begun. The Fergus Falls track and field teams were involved in an indoor meet at Concordia College in Moorhead on Friday night to get the season underway, and the Otter girls had a strong showing. They placed second out of six teams in the field, and they had first and second place performances in the 1600 and the 3200 by Este Versteeg and Cassie Wellman. And Maya Fear won the triple jump with a jump that bettered her best from last year. Violet McCann picked up where she left off in the 400, placing in second place. Senior Ella Starzl claimed a third place in the long jump, and Ruby Ellison ended up in fourth place in the high jump. Maya Fear was fifth in the pole vault, and the 4x200 relay team, Siri Smestead, Rachel DeBrito, Esther Covington, and Ella Starzl finished in fifth place on the day. So very good day for the Otter girls and the Otter boys also. They were third out of six teams. Their distance performers really were on their game for early in the season, as they wound up with some really top performances. In fact, a winning performance by Jaden Miller in the 1600, and Logan Bradenburg was fourth in that event. Also, Shane Zierden was fourth in the 55-meter hurdles. And also, Shane had quite a day in jumping, as he wound up in first place in the triple jump, and also was fifth in the high jump, but he won the long jump as well. So good job by Shane. Andrew Muckow finished third in the triple jump competition for the Otters. So some outstanding finishes. The 4x8 relay team won their race. Tommy Erickson, Jaden Miller, Matthew Toole, and Logan Bradenburg making up that winning team. Congratulations to the Otters on a great start to the track and field season as the spring sports are underway. And the Minnesota Timberwolves last night were in action. They had the Golden State Warriors on the schedule, and it was, well, quite a battle. A close game all the way, and the Timberwolves were able to hold on and get the victory last night, as they still are struggling with a lot of their injuries to Karl-Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert. But the Timberwolves won 114-110. Naz Reid, who's filling in the post, did a great job with 20 points and 12 rebounds in that game. So the Wolves are still hanging in there as they battle for the top spot in the Western Conference, which they have held for much of the season. But right now, Denver has a half-game lead on Oklahoma City and a one-game lead on the Timberwolves. And we're only 3 days out now from opening day in the Major League Baseball season. So we'll look forward to seeing the Twins get in action starting in Kansas City on Thursday afternoon with a 3:05 start for the first game of the season for Minnesota. And, of course, the NCAA men's and women's basketball tournaments will continue on Thursday and Friday as the first two rounds are done. And there certainly were several upsets. Houston, number one seed in the South Regional, survived an overtime scare from Texas A&M to march on. So all four number one seeds at least survive. But a lot of the other higher seeds were eliminated in the early rounds of the competition. It's going to be very interesting to see who comes through the next two rounds this coming weekend. You've got some teams in there that have really shocked some prognosticators in their first round victory. So it'll be fun to see how some of these upstarts do, including the number 11 North Carolina State team that knocked off Oakland, who was the big giant killer in the first round, beating number 3 Kentucky in opening round play. So North Carolina State might become the darlings and the Cinderella team of this tournament. Well, that's our podcast for today. Again, congratulations to the West Central Area Boys Basketball team on an outstanding season. Thanks to Craig Hunter for all of his help in promoting his team and covering his team down the stretch. And be sure to tune in again tomorrow for our next podcast.
You've been listening to The Sports Moment with Craig Olson, sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Produced by Sunroom Lab. Music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.